Morning, everyone. Welcome. Wednesday, the 4th day of August. The cafe menu today brings you Phil Smyth, Australian basketball great, who's going to talk about the Boomers and their victory last night. Too late for me, but hopefully, I don't know if the Wisp caught any of it, but you can tell us how good they were last night. They absolutely smashed Argentina. Now they take on the US. Brandon Jack, this is an interesting story. He's played 28 games for Sydney. He's just released a book titled A Memoir of Football, Addiction, Art, Masculinity and Love. I had a little read of a couple of excerpts and very, very interesting. And that's he's got some depth and layer to him, Brandon Jack. So that's going to be an interesting chat. Sam Edmund, SEN Chief Sports Reporter. Just keep us up to date with what's happening around the sporting landscape. And Wednesdays with Waitley, which last week unveiled the fact that he wore a Nike earring for a period of his youth. If we can unveil another pearl like that, that'll be fantastic.
People know who you are, man.
That's it, man. 1-300-736-736-0433-911-16. You know the numbers. You can join us at any stage of the morning. We'd love to hear from you.
Good morning to you, Gary. Good morning, everybody. Watched you on Waitley last night. Crikey, are you two developing a little bit of chemistry? How much longer will you be doing?
Not sure.
You'll be doing Tuesdays with Gary.
Not sure. I just get asked to try and help out at the moment, given the circumstances. I enjoy working with a professional.
The chemistry between the two, is that something that you've worked on did you just find it from day one, the naturalness between the two of you?
I love trying to
I can see that.
Take the mick out of Jared every now and then just to
peel back a layer.
I did ask whether he and Magic Door, whether Mag could find a bicep in amongst Jared at some stage. He's a consummate professional, man. He's unbelievable.
And you don't have to do the heavy lifting.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
You've just got to sit there, and like
say,
I do.
Whether you host, say, Friday night footy, whatever it is, you're all care. The other two are no responsibility. Hmm. They come with their stuff. They do their homework. But in terms of what goes to air and driving it, that's your responsibility. They just rock up. And that's the feeling I get with Jared. I just rock up. I've got my stuff and my homework, but in terms of getting it to air, and it's a very liberating feeling. I have to say, sitting there letting someone else run it all.
Given that we're doing the ramble, early morning ramble.
It's a 6 o'clock ramble.
Yeah, it's a ramble, and we can talk about anything.
Big day of athletics and sport.
Because nobody's out
sailing.
There. None of this gets reported anywhere, which is, it's the safest time for you and I to be as loose as we possibly can.
Sure. I looked at the podcast numbers. The ramble gets a very, very good rerun.
I've just been looking in the Herald Sun, and Tony Armstrong is going to make his debut on Saturday night, which is fantastic.
On Fox Footy.
Yeah, all that is great. Okay, just put that to one side, though, because I was fascinated to read that Steve Crawley, your boss at Fox Sports, yes,
the big kahuna.
Yes, he had this to say about Tony Armstrong. Seeing him there in an Hawaiian shirt and moustache, I think this guy's got it. He's a ripper.
Agree.
Is this Steve Crawley bloke?
This is the biggest dog in the
pond. I know Steve Crawley. He used to be at Channel 7. I know him. He's a good man. Is he the same bloke, though, who told you to get your beard off?
I don't know if it came from Crawley, whether I was told to get the beard off.
But it didn't come from him to get the beard back on, did it?
It's a very good point you bring up.
So if Tony can come all ruffled hair and moustache.
I've got ruffled hair. I haven't had hair cover for 6 months.
That's right. But you were told to get your hair cut as well. You couldn't come in with your ruffled hair. And he can come in with an Hawaiian shirt and a moustache and a little bit of growth underneath the chin.
That's a good point.
And the Garrity has to be cleanly shaven.
No woolly bull.
What's going on there?
Voluminous. That must be his sort of shtick, though.
His look. Mm. And they weren't happy with your look.
Clearly not. Clearly not.
What's his look got that your look hasn't got?
Well, he's got a what's the word I'm looking for? Like a, I don't know. It's just his look.
It's sort of like a dishevelled sort of natural. Jumped out of the shower type look.
Unkempt? Yeah. No, not. I think it's deliberately unkempt.
Oh, curated unkempt.
Curated. That's the word I was after. Curated. There you go.
Hey, the Kookaburras defeated Germany 2-1 now. We'll now face Belgium in the gold medal game, which is fantastic. Our man Coxie, I was listening to him driving in this morning, right?
Yeah, Coxie.
This is how he summarised it and what he was hoping the Kookaburras were able to produce.
the Kookaburras. So they defeated Germany last night 3-1. So congratulations to them, and let's hope they can bring back some nice pieces of silverware.
Silver?
He doesn't want us to win the gold.
What about the gold, Coxie? Let's hope they can bring back some nice pieces of goldware rather than silverware.
You've ruined your track record.
Actually, I think what he was saying there is that all the medals are silver and then they're plated.
No, it wasn't. He said silver.
I know, but I'm just trying to help
him out. Don't try and help him out. I'm watching him right now. He's turned beetroot red.
He thinks no one's listening at 5:05 in the morning.
Hey, I watched a movie yesterday. I was tired. So I watched this.
Some of the Australians did exactly the same thing over there.
What?
In the Athletes Village.
Hit the wall.
Hit the wall, yeah.
And
they left some holes in it.
On the plane too. We might have a look at that as well. Boy, have you seen it?
Boy, I need...
Recommended to by one of my boys.
Right.
It's a New Zealand movie about a young...
No, I haven't seen it. No.
Oh, it's a... If you've seen Boy, let me know what you thought. It was a feel-good smile. I laughed.
Really?
I had a good chuckle all the way through. So
storyline?
So the little New Zealand family... broken family. The dad was, I think, he was in jail. It's a comedy.
He
was in jail. The grandma goes away, leaves Boy, who must be about 12 or 13, to sort of look after three or four little kids. And then the dad comes back with his so-called gang. Like, it's a pretty juvenile-ish sort of a comedy.
Right.
It was funny. I liked it anyway. That's the movie update for you. When you tell me about your boring as batshit movies, I sit there and go, that's right. What else?
Well, I'll just ask you a couple of questions about it.
Oh, yeah, it's got subtitles and this. And I go, oh, yeah, good. I try and glean something out of it to share. you go.
I thought you had something left.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you had something.
Silence.
I thought you had something left.
If that doesn't bore people witless, nothing will.
I mean, there's a couple of really interesting stories around this morning, yeah. And one I think that you can explain in more detail.
Yeah.
And that is Matty Tripp, okay, the chairman of Melbourne Storm, is preparing to buy or putting an offer to the NRL to buy the grand final, okay? So he's prepared to write out a check.
Yeah.
Push Ahead Pete has said, and he's a fan of Matty Tripp, says that he's an outstanding businessman, says that whatever the best return for the game is, we'll look at. We've got to be agile. We're open to anything. Now, I can't sort of picture how this all looks.
Right.
That the chairman of Melbourne Storm.
Yeah. Take that aside. Take his chairmanship.
A person hands over a check to the rugby league.
Rugby league.
To buy the grand final.
As I understood it, I only read the article like you. He likened it to the big cities in America bidding for the Super Bowl. So they say, righto, we will put on the Super Bowl and this is what it'll look like. We can do this, this, this and this. And they go, righto, we'll bid away. How much are you prepared to pay? And therefore they take all the risk out of it. The NFL take the check and then it's up to them to make it work. So I'd imagine Matty's saying, right, what do you want for the – what do you need to get out of a grand final? And they might say, whatever it is, 50 million, X amount. He then goes, if we get this to the MCG and I can put all the support stuff around it and the function rooms and
take all the risk.
Yeah, take all the risk. And maybe if it's 50, I might be able to make 70. So there's 20 for the Storm.
Mm.
That's the way I read it. Now, I doubt whether it's going to happen because we don't even know whether we're going to have our own game here.
Right. Will Hutchie be looking at this in some way? If this deal falls over?
The antenna might have just gone zing, 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 zing. But, that was interesting.
That is interesting, though.
But you can see how it works. A large extent, ESP or TLA now, which is Craig Kelly's business, that is what's happened there. When you used to go to the grand final and there was a pie stand and maybe a memorabilia or perhaps a Photoshop, then Ned's business proactively said, hey, like we see at the Spring Racing Carnival, let's build some infrastructure around the ground and let's get some dinners and lunches. And that's grown now into the, what's it called? The paddock or whatever it is.
Whatever it is, yeah.
That's now growing.
I've never been invited.
Yeah, well, that's growing into a massive industry now. So that would be, I would imagine, it would be along the lines of the same thinking.
Well, there's significant risk in all this, though, this year, isn't there?
Well, right? There is this year, yes,
yeah,
100%.
If you negotiate a deal today and say, hypothetically, you paid them $10 million, which I'm sure would be a lot more than that, but if you paid them $10 million and then COVID struck again and we went into shutdown, you weren't able to stage the game,
yeah,
theoretically, you've lost your $10 million.
Yeah, you're left standing there with, yeah, with nothing.
What about, can I just throw this out to you too, John Singleton, right, Singo, who, big Sydney man, you know, wealthy fellow, apparently he's retired now, he lives in Hawaii, right?
Singo does.
Yeah, he does. I've just been reading an article in The Age, and his idea is that what they should be doing, the rugby, they should shut down their season now, mm-hmm. right? He said all the bottom teams, they don't want to win, they're, you know, ferrying their players out of there, they've lost interest in the season, shut it down now, call the top eight as it is.
Yeah.
Hive off the top eight, so make them play a round robin, run a 2-week final series, and end the comp a month early. That's what he's saying.
Well, if they can't find a home, this is the reason, as we, you know, we said yesterday, that the AFL got on top of it quickly because they had an alternative. If they can't play in New South Wales and they can't play in Queensland, if things got worse, then maybe that's something they're going to have to look at.
Mm.
It might have to be as drastic as that.
Well, that is drastic. That is drastic. But maybe they're looking at that as well. Maybe they are looking at ideas like that.
Boy is a ripper movie, Gaz. Brilliant film. Check out A Hunt for the Wilder People. Look at that, Wispy. Great movie.
Ripper.
So you better go and have a look at it. And maybe you'll get more invested in my movie recommendations.
I'll tell you what I'm not going to suggest anybody goes and sees. The latest Liam Neeson film that I watched yesterday too.
What was it?
Oh, stinker. I don't even... The Good Thief or something it was called.
The Good Thief?
The Good Thief.
What, did you go to the movies?
Is it? No, as if I'm going to go to the movies.
Well, how can it be the latest if you've seen it?
Well, it was on...
You've got him a pirate.
It was on Fox.
Are you a pirate watcher? That's not good. That's not good for your image. Be pirating movies.
I got a friend at the Jam Factory who before they put him up on the reel, he brings him to my place.
takes his iPhone and films it.
Every now and then you got to watch, you got to look around. Somebody standing up in the theatre to see. But it's a shocking film. A shocking film. Don't even bother. Don't even lose 90 minutes of your day to watch it.
My cricket man text. I had a text waiting for me when I woke up this morning. My cricket man has never been more outraged. It's the first time in nearly 30 years that there was an Australian cricket team play overnight and we weren't able to watch it anywhere.
Yeah, that's your fault though.
He's headless, my cricket man.
Yeah, that's your fault.
It's not my fault.
Well, your Fox friend's fault. They don't want to show it.
Well,
they've got it. They don't want to show it.
They haven't got it.
Yes, talk to them.
No one had it.
Yes, they have.
No.
It's theirs.
It's offered to them.
Yes, exactly.
It was offered to you. Would have been offered to you too.
We're in the middle of the Olympics. Yeah. How can we show it?
That's right. We're in the middle of the AFL.
If your people are committed to cricket, I think they should be showing it.
I don't know where the reason is.
You've got 48 channels.
But for the first time in 27 years, we can't watch Australian cricket team. That is not great. And as I said, my cricket man was off his nut.
Not a lot to watch last night, though. We got beaten by the Bangers.
Beaten by the Bangers. That's right. The Bangers, if you've just woken up, the Bangers, that is Bangladesh, have made... Where is it? I've got it down here somewhere.
What is wrong with that?
7 T20? For 131 in the T20, which you think, okay... Bangladesh are a nice developing country, but we should have that covered. All out, Aussies, 108, Marsh 45, Wade 13, Stark 14, the only players to get into double figures. That's a spuddy for anyone who does that.
Have you got a theory?
Yes, I'll share it with you after the break.
On our T20, because you know there's a World Cup later this year, don't you?
Do I ever. Norway's Carsten Warholm.
Oh, wow.
Warholm. I want to talk about him after the break as well.
Smarter, quieter, safer. Garage doors redefined. Discover more at 4ddoors.com.au. Kogan credit cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards and complimentary Kogan First membership.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Benjamin comes at him at the last. Warholm's over. Benjamin won't get him. The Norwegian is the supreme. It's Bolt-like. It's a Beeman-esque record.
Beeman-esque. If you haven't caught up with that, that's Carsten Warholm of Norway.
Yeah, unbelievable.
400-metre hurdles. I am a little torn, I must say. I watched it. I loved it. I got caught up with it.
Torn?
It's 0.76 seconds of a world record. It's the first time anyone's gone under 46 seconds. to put that into context, in the history of 400 metre hurdling, four people have only ever gone under 47. I want to celebrate, Tim. I want to jump up and down. Why? What is holding me back?
Do you want me to ask you that question?
No, I'm asking you.
What is holding you back?
What
is holding you back?
That just seems extraordinary.
They raced.
What do you mean they raced?
Well, he got pushed.
What do you mean he got pushed? What? So he knocks a set in this point three quarters of a second off the world record because he got pushed?
Yes. What are you saying?
Well, is there other things at play here? Is it the shoe technology?
Oh, the shoe technology.
Is it the track?
I don't know.
How do we look at this?
Are you not you're not suggesting something more sinister?
No, not drugs. I don't know about drugs. I certainly hope not. I just, again, three quarters of a second.
You raise an interesting point.
That's a lot.
Your mind goes there. Your mind goes there immediately.
I don't want it to go there.
Mine didn't go there immediately.
I'm watching all this other stuff, right?
The athletics,
which I know nothing about, and I'm seeing them beat a world record by 0.000, and everyone goes off their head and says, this is extraordinary. And then I watch that, and three quarters of a second.
Well, Bruce described it as it'll go down in history as the greatest 400-metre hurdles run ever and arguably the greatest race we've ever seen at the Olympic Games. And the British Olympic champion Greg Rutherford said, we have just seen one of the greatest athletic performances in the history of this sport.
Right. Well, I defer to them, obviously. So, good. That is great. If they're saying, if they don't have any query about it, then that's good enough for me. And therefore, I was privileged to watch it like everyone else because it was unbelievable.
It was extraordinary. It was extraordinary. And hopefully we see some more of that tonight on the track when our man, Spag, he goes...
I renamed him.
Hyperbole. Hyperbole. I'll tell you what, you've got to drag out Sammy last night on his show.
Sammy Hargraves?
Hargraves, yeah. And he was talking about hyperbole.
Hyperbole?
Yeah, hyperbole.
Yeah.
Hyperbole.
You can have a hyperbole too, can't you? Isn't that a place or something?
I think the correct pronunciation is hyperbole.
Yes, yeah. I understand that. Yeah. But isn't there a hyperbole?
A hyperbole?
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a hyperbole. Okay. I don't know.
What about crashes in track? Michael, your mate Michael's been on the text. He's trying to get a nibble. He likes to get a little bite out of you. Early.
Give him something, please.
He's burlied up. He's thrown out all sorts and you haven't bitten. But he's got put this little gem in. Fox is better than Channel 7, Wispy. Yeah. Come on.
You're cutting me to the core, Michael.
That one?
Come on, Mick. We like your contribution, Michael. We don't read them out every day, but you got us again this morning. can you ask me if I've seen... Gary, you're supposed to be asking me whether I've seen the movie A River Runs Through It.
Yes,
starring
Tim,
Brad
have you
Pitt.
Seen A River Runs Through It?
I have. I'm going to go back and watch it again, produced by Robert Redford. You know, I'll tell you what I'm thinking of doing.
Why are you going to watch it again?
Because I actually really enjoyed that film, but I can't remember exactly why I enjoyed it, so I'm going to go back and watch it again. I'm also thinking about getting myself a nice little swoosh earring, and I might do a Jared Waitley and become a movie reviewer.
Oh, yeah, that's the other thing we found out last week.
I would love that job.
Actually, that's a great point. He told us, Jared, last Wednesday, Wednesdays with Waitley, we've got it again today, so we're going to try and unravel him again. He was a movie reviewer who spent an hour with Steven Spielberg.
Well, the Herald Sun flew him to London to preview the film.
Why don't you do that? You'd be great at that.
I would love
serious,
to do that.
Why doesn't Lewis give you that job? Why wouldn't he?
Because nobody gets paid to do that sort of stuff anymore.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't. Movie reviews just come out all the time. Remember Ivan Hutchinson back in the day? He was fantastic, wasn't he?
Who?
Ivan Hutchinson used to do all the reviews on Channel. You know, he used to come up before the movie on a Sunday night.
Yep.
Ivan Hutchinson. He used to do a preview of the film and away you go. He used to sit there with his glasses.
With Ivan's work?
Yes, you are.
I am
don't
familiar
pretend you don't
with
know.
The lady and the man on.
Yeah, Margaret. Yeah.
Margaret and.
Margaret and.
Oh, how quickly you forget.
Margaret and him.
Margaret and him. That'd be a good job. That would be a good job.
That would be the best job
going
around. I would
like to get you that job. I might start posturing for you for that job.
What else you got there?
I've got lots of stuff here. Oh, the old Aussie rugby and footy teams have just lived up to the stereotypical reputation, jumped on the plane. This is what it is, right? So I don't know what happened, so I'm only reading. But Aussie rugby and football teams investigated after, insert word, flight home.
Mm.
So I can give you this one, and a newsreader could say this. The Australian rugby and football teams are being investigated after a wild flight home, right? So then you think, oh, my Lord, these blokes are going to embarrass us. So, or Aussie rugby and football teams investigated after a rowdy flight home. So then you go, oh, well, the boys have just sort of carried.
My jinx.
So you insert your own word. I do see that both bodies have apologised, so they must have got out of hand, which is not, that's not funny. We're not, that doesn't make us proud on Japan Airlines.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. You've got to be very polite when you fly these days, unlike in the old days, Gary, when it was a free-for-all up in the sky.
Why can't you? I'm still trying
David
to work
Stratton
out.
Is the guy's name, by the way. David Stratton. Margaret and David.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Why can't you have a beer in the quarantine? I see the athletes have been marched off the plane and escorted into the quarantine, which is all good. We understand why. We get it. Yep.
Must be the only dry area of the Northern Territory.
Why can't you have a beer in there?
What's I don't know.
Is that a carrier of the vaccine?
I guess you've got to have rules and you've got to have regulations, and it goes to the heart of behavioural standards and
they're adults.
Participation, all
they're
that type
Olympic
of thing.
Athlete, adults.
Yeah, I know, but they are in quarantine. There's got to be rules and regulations around quarantine.
I see. Is it alcohol-free quarantine?
Yeah, well, no, I think probably you'll find all quarantines are alcohol-free.
Why?
I don't know the answer to that, but it just seems that that would be a reasonable thing to think.
Why?
Well, if you're in quarantine, you're there for a specific reason.
Why? What?
Well, what?
Not to spread a virus. All right. That's, I understand. I get that.
Well, you're not there to enjoy yourself. It's not a holiday.
Oh, why is it?
It's not a social gathering.
Yeah, that's right. I understand that as well. But why can't you sit down and have a glass of wine with your prepackaged meal?
Because they don't serve alcohol in quarantine.
Okay. Phil Smythe's going to join us. You need to go and tell me exactly.
They don't have room service at quarantine. You know that, don't you?
Tell me what happened with the Boomers last night. Can they beat the US? Brandon Jack. Interesting. I'm going to have it. You brought this one up. I'm going to be really interested to speak with him. Sammy Edmund and Wednesdays with Waitley. Here for Kogan Credit Cards. No annual fees. Amazing rewards and garage doors redefined. 4ddoors.com.au.
Tell me you don't remember that bloke.
Is that Ivan?
That's Ivan Hutchison, yeah.
He's a good-looking man. I do remember him now. Yep. And you got you said you listened to a podcast which had some interesting stuff on it. We might play that at some stage.
We may
well.
Not.
Welcome back. Great to have you with us. Got more support for National Tiles Guaranteed Lowest Tile Prices in Australia. Again, everyone listens, and if we listen carefully, I just said that was my initial reaction to the Norwegian. I don't want to be disrespectful. I accept what Tim has explained to me, and good on him. But that is where my mind went to, and it's a sad state that we're in. Of course, you can get room service when you're in quarantine. How else do you get your food, Tim? That's what's coming through.
Okay. I stand corrected then. I was in quarantine. You can buy alcohol too. And of course there's room service. How do you, there you go. Go to Coles or down to the restaurant. That's from Rodney. I just expected it was a bit like a prison type arrangement where they just sort of knocked on your cell door and then just sort of slotted a pre-prepared meal through the slot.
Gary, people do stupid things when they drink. So why would you be silly enough to take any risk? Well, I just would have thought maybe a glass of wine, a couple of beers.
Especially after what they've been through.
Olympic athletes.
Yeah.
But all right, fair enough. We can't trust them. We can't trust them.
Yeah, if there's a dog behavioural specialist out there, dog behaviour specialist out there somewhere, I've just got, Brando's got this thing that he does, Gary, where he'll go and take the toilet roll off the holder and then chew it up and take it back to bed. I'd just like to know if there's something that I
the
can
toilet
be
paper?
Doing. Well, sorry?
What happens to the actual paper?
He chews it up and just...
Well, he takes the whole roll.
He takes the whole roll. He just lifts it off the holder and takes it back to his bed.
Yeah, well, buy him...
In the middle of the night, I heard him doing it again.
Buy him his own toilet paper then.
I want to know if I can circumvent the whole behavioural thing and there something I should be doing.
So, we've got the smartest, broadest audience in radio. Someone will tell you. Paddy Mills.
Chewing through the toilet paper.
Who has been nearly the highlight of the Olympics for me, watching him in action. He's agreed to a 2-year, $12 million US deal with the Nets. Now, that means he's going to play with some of the biggest dogs in basketball, isn't it?
Yep. KD, James, Kyrie Irving. That's a big team.
Steph Curry has agreed to a 4-year, $215 million extension with the Golden State Nuggets.
Yes, and can I just...
Yes, we know it's the Warriors, but we call them the Nuggets.
And Carmelo Anthony's headed to the Lakers on a 1-year deal. Hey, just on the Patty Mills, though, right? That's a big deal, right? $12 million is a lot of money, right? Mm-hmm. But not when you compare it to what Steph Curry has. And not when you compare it to Lonzo Ball, right? Lonzo Ball has gone from the Pelicans...
Who the boat we interviewed?
He's now become a Bull, right? So he's gone to the Chicago Bulls after signing a 4-year deal worth $85 million. So Paddy's getting $6 million a year, which is a lot of money. But Lonzo is getting over $20 million a year.
He's younger.
What we've seen, though, like Paddy Mills could play another 2 years in the NBA as the point guard.
In that really good side you just told me about.
Well, he won't be a starting five player
there.
That's
why he's not getting the big bag.
No, but I'm saying that he's a better player than Lonzo Ball.
Yeah, but Lonzo's not at that team.
Yeah, I know, but my my point is this.
Oh, boy.
I reckon he's gone too cheap.
Okay, I'm with you.
All right, people got some great advice for me. There's a lot of dog behaviour specialists out there. Yeah, close the toilet.
100%. You can get a dog specialist paying $400 to come and sort Brandon out, or you can shut the dunny door.
Australia's That's not what I was looking for.
23 run loss. We told you that in the T20s against the Bangers. We didn't see it because it's not been televised, but they need 132. They're all out for 108. It's just not good enough, the Aussies.
Someone else has got the same problem. Same issue here with the toilet roll. We now take it off at night.
Well, shut the door.
I might just take it off. I might take the toilet bowl to bed with me.
Jeez, what about
put it back on the holder when I get home in the
morning? What? What does it say?
Thank you, everybody, for your advice.
Tell Brandon about one of your movie reviews. That'll bore him out of his bad behaviour.